Hi everybody, this is JJ Long from JJ Artworks and welcome to episode 77 of our podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, we truly appreciate it. In this week's episode, I want to talk about the art of being able to listen to yourself and to tap into your own inner intuition to make decisions in your life. And I think the sooner you're able to adopt this skill into your life, the more at peace you'll feel, the more confident you'll feel, and the less dependent you'll be on other people to sort of help you make those decisions. So this is something that has taken me many, many years to sort of figure out. And really just this past year, I've been sort of dialing in, listening to my own inner intuition to make decisions. And I've been really sort of pushing that really hard because I have had many coaches in my life, many mentors, many gurus, many people that have sort of assisted me on my journey, and I'm so grateful for all of them. And they were great when I needed them. They were there in my most darkest hours, right? And it's funny. So I used to have a business coach. His name was Rob Kanzer, and super nice guy. Love him to death. I probably went to him for a good like three years or so. And I have nothing but great things to say about that guy. He helped me taper off of medicine. He was there sort of holding my hand during that whole entire journey. He helped me out during a pandemic when my business was falling apart. And I had many friends like Rob that helped me out, but he was the one person that I was actually hiring on a regular basis. And I would actually see him once a week, and for 1 hour every week we would talk about the different struggles I was going through. And it was very, very beneficial having a coach, and he was both a business coach and a life coach. And unfortunately, money got a little tight and I had to take a step back from our business relationship, but we're still great friends. And there's a huge benefit that goes into having a coach, or whether it be a fitness coach, a business or life coach, or even like a therapist, a psychologist, and a psychiatrist, someone that you see on a regular basis. I think you should surround yourself with people that can help you out. But at the end of the day, and this is actually something that Rob talked about as well, he would always say, your deepest coach, or your coach that precedes even me, is yourself, your own inner intuition. Like, that is the smartest coach you have, is the one inside of you. And at the end of the day, we're all making our own decisions. We are the CEOs of our own life. And I preach this on the channel all the time, but we decide what food we're shoveling into our mouths. We decide if we're getting on the treadmill tomorrow, if we're going to lift a weight. We decide who we're going to marry. We decide if we're going to have kids. We decide what creative expression or career path we want to pursue. So I really think that the sooner you can start making decisions on your own, the faster you'll reach the highest version of your confidence levels. And also, I just feel that the sooner you can start making your own decisions for yourself, the more empowered you'll feel. And like I said earlier, the less, not desperate, the less dependent you'll be for other people to give the answers. Because I think it's really easy for us to look at other people out there as the oracle, or as these gurus that have all of the answers. And it's really easy to look at someone that's way more successful than you and be like, okay, so like this person's word and advice is like gospel truth, and I have to follow this to a T. Has there ever been a point in your life where a successful person said something to you and for some reason it just didn't resonate with you? Like, you're just like, I understand their perspective, I know what they're trying to say, but I just feel like it's not something there's a little bit of friction there, right? And I'll use the example of, I think health and fitness is a great example for a lot of things, but I'll use the example of someone that's trying to get fit and they're trying to seek advice, and they have a friend that is maybe an Olympic swimmer or someone that's just like really fit, really toned up, really lean, but their way, their method of exercising is swimming. And you go to your friend that's a swimmer and be like, hey, you know, so what do you do? Like, how do you get in shape? He's like, oh, you got to do swimming. Like, swimming is awesome. I've been doing it for years. You know, I do like X amount of laps in the pool every day. I spend an hour doing the breaststroke or whatever. And you got to swim. You got to swim. Like, obviously it works, right? So you're like, okay, I guess in order to get in shape, I need to swim. So you get your swim trunks on, your little cap, and you find a local pool and you just start swimming every day. And you'll probably see some results, you know, it probably will work. But the whole entire time you're doing it, there might be friction because maybe you really like to run, or maybe you really like lifting weights, or maybe you're a hiker, or maybe you like badminton, or maybe you're more of a soccer person or whatever. But you're doing swimming even though you're not a swimmer because it works for your friend. And you decide to commit to swimming and you're doing it for a couple months and you are starting to see a little bit of results, but slowly what's eating away at you is that it's not fun and it's not maintainable and it's very, very difficult. There's a lot of friction around it. But again, you have this friend that's successful. They have, you know, the body of their dreams, and obviously it's working for them. So, you know, they're the oracle, they have all the answers. And there's nothing wrong with having friends and even strangers that you look up to, like celebrities and all that, to help inspire you. And you know, just using the swimming example, getting in the pool and swimming and listening to your friend is moving in the right direction. So I'm not saying that this is a bad thing to try. But at the end of the day, it's your life. You have to make your own decisions. If you feel that there's a little bit of friction there, that's your intuition telling you that there's something that's a little off. And the more you sort of listen to yourself, and the way that I listen to myself is, first I go off of the feeling. It's like a gut feeling. And I'm like, there's something wrong. And I've used this gut feeling to navigate through personal relationships when I've been dating people, and then also, you know, business decisions, whether to hire or fire somebody. And, you know, the more you can tap into your inner intuition, the better. So the first thing is I kind of go after the gut feeling, and I'm like, there's some type of friction there. I'm not sure what it is, but, and then the way that I sort of shine the light on it is I get out my journal. And I start journaling out my thoughts. And it's just, you know, literally chicken scratch on paper. Or use an iPad, or, you know, do a voice memo on your phone. But try to get your thoughts out there. And then once you sort of see things in black and white, or you can kind of listen to yourself if you use a voice memo app, you start... It's like separate from you. Like when you have it written on a piece of paper or you have it on some other tangible device, it's separate from you, and you can look at it like a bird's eye view, kind of looking down on its prey, and you can sort of analyze things and kind of like zoom in on it, or zoom out or zoom in. And it's a really good tactic because you're able to sort of see things and notice things and start to articulate things and kind of come to a decision. And it's like, oh, you know what? Maybe the swimming thing isn't working, or maybe there's friction there because I just don't like being in water. I don't like feeling cold. I don't, but I understand now that exercise does work. I've lost X amount of pounds after the past 2 months. But maybe I can try doing something for an hour that doesn't involve swimming. Maybe I can start running and jogging. Maybe I can do Taekwondo, or, you know, try some martial arts. Or maybe I can try yoga or something else that's going to help burn calories, right? Maybe daily walks. So swimming is pointing you in the right direction, listening to your friend that's successful is pointing you in the right direction. But at the end of the day, you're making your own decisions. So I'm going to leave it at that. Just do your best to continue to listen to yourself, follow your own inner intuition. You have all the answers. You're just going to tap into it. And any more tips and tricks, I will let you guys all know on the YouTube channel. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Truly, truly appreciate it. I hope you're having a great spring. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy out there. And I'll talk to you all next week in episode 78. Wow, we're getting up there. Talk to you soon. Have a great one. Bye-bye.